This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2571, Three Ways Owning Less Stuff Makes My Life Easier, by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you with permission from the authors. I cover lots of topics like personal development or personal growth, self-help, mindfulness, happiness, and usually minimalism on Mondays, but anything that I think can help you live a more meaningful life in just a few minutes every day. So with that, let's get right to the Minimalist Monday post as we optimize your life. Three Ways Owning Less Stuff Makes My Life Easier, by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. It's been over 5 years since I discovered minimalism, and while I can't say I've mastered this lifestyle, I'm not even sure what that would look like, me and my kids living in a cave with some monks, I continue to strive toward it, mostly because being a minimalist makes my life easier. Today, I'd like to share three reasons why. Perhaps this will inspire you to live with less too. After all, my kids and I would like some company in that cave. Reason number one, I know what I have. I didn't even know I had this, is a phrase I regularly hear from clients. Said in a surprised voice, often leaning toward bewilderment, this phrase exemplifies what happens when we own lots of stuff. Our brains simply can't keep track of it all. We end up storing the excess in bins and boxes to be discovered later. This used to happen to me too, but now I pretty much know what I have everywhere in my house. Note, this does not apply to the bins of mystery stuff Josh keeps in the attic. My avoidance of those bins reflects my strong commitment to marital harmony and my lack of desire to get into an argument about whether or not Star Wars toys and 1990s baseball cards are legitimate tools for financing our kids' college educations. Knowing what I have means I know where to find things. For example, I used to keep multiple pairs of nail clippers all over my house. I'm not sure why I felt the need to be prepared for simultaneous hangnail emergencies in my bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen, but I kept them all just in case. Now I have just one pair of nail clippers per bathroom. Yes, folks, I am one wild rebel, yeehaw. As silly as it sounds, having one pair of nail clippers makes my life easier because everyone in my house knows exactly where they belong. If they aren't there, we can track down the last user and make him or her responsible for putting them back. This is much easier than searching for clippers all over the house, and it also teaches everyone to put things in their home as opposed to just dropping items wherever seems convenient. Reason number two, I know what I don't have. This is the flip side of reason number one, but just as important. It is helpful to know what you don't have so that you don't waste time looking for it. For example, the other day I went to the attic in search of a collaborative book I'd written for a grad school class. Each student had contributed a page to the book, and we bound the pages together at the end. It had a picture of a cartoon beaver on the front, which I wanted to use to accentuate a funny story I was telling a friend. Note, I'm happy to tell you this story if you'd like to share a drink with me, and if you aren't easily offended. I knew the only place the book could be was in my memorabilia tub. So I opened the tub, spent a minute rifling through, and realized it wasn't there. I must have decluttered it at some point. I'll admit I felt a twinge of disappointment that I wouldn't have the beaver pick for my story, but I also felt glad that I didn't spend another hour tearing my attic apart in search of it. I knew what I didn't have. I was also comforted by the thought that I had kept in touch with several members of the class who might not be minimalists and might have kept a copy of the book. I knew I could track down that beaver pick if necessary, and gosh darn it, it might just be necessary. And reason number three, I have more time. I truly believe that becoming a minimalist is the next best thing to going all back to the future and inventing your own flux capacitor. Well, okay, maybe that's a stretch. After all, being a minimalist has not resulted in a sweet 1980s DeLorean, or better yet, a dreamy 1980s Michael J. Fox showing up in my driveway. When I minimized my stuff, I maximized my time. How so? First of all, as you may have noticed from reasons number one and number two, I spend less time looking for things. I know what I have, and I know what I don't have, so it's easier to live my day-to-day life. Also, daily tasks like picking up toys, putting away dishes, and doing laundry just take less time. I tell clients that no room in their house should take more than 5 minutes to clean up, and this is true in my house. Okay, it might take me no longer than 5 minutes to clean up, but if my kids are involved, well, all you parents know how that goes. You just listened to the post titled, Three Ways Owning Less Stuff Makes My Life Easier by Rose Lounsbery of roselounsbery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Rose. Number one definitely resonated with me. Both knowing what I have, but also where it belongs, is a big one. I really don't like the idea of something being lost. If I'm in a rush and I can't find that particular thing that I need or want, it feels like such a waste of time, and it really is, whether I'm in a rush or not. And then if I know I have it, but it's lost, then I'm going to waste money buying another, and then probably accidentally find the original item not too much long after. So it sort of adds insult to injury. Personally, I'd rather just have one and then in my head know exactly where it belongs. It just makes everything so much easier. And like Rose said, that applies the other way too with things we know we don't have. And then with reason number three, can't argue with that one. Time is our most precious resource, much more valuable than anything else. And it should be pretty obvious that the less stuff we have, the more time we get, because there's less time cleaning, searching, interacting, fixing or repairing, replacing, decluttering, organizing. The list goes on and on. So thank you again to Rose for the reminder. And thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll be back with another article for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.